You're listening to the Edutainers broadcast. We're broadcasting from beautiful College Park, Georgia, home of Woodward Academy. Today on the show, we'll be talking about the commercial project. We made 30-second commercials in class. You'll want to hear what we did. Stay tuned. Well, glad you joined us on the Edutainers broadcast today. Today we're going to be talking about the radio commercials that we made in class recently. Well, we made the radio commercials in GarageBand. It's a great program for a lot of different purposes that involve audio. We've made some podcasts in GarageBand, but we decided that we would branch out a little and we'd use the stingers and the jingles that were available in the library of GarageBand, as well as bringing in some sound effects that we might need from other sites. Great place to check out for sounds is findsounds.com. But the radio commercial project was something that the kids really enjoyed. We took a couple of days to make these radio commercials. The first thing that we did, of course, was to write a script. Now, let me give you a little background of the commercial idea. Well, there was a history teacher that came to me and was talking about a project for the 1950s, and they wanted the kids to recognize some of the cultural differences that existed in the 1950s and as compared to, of course, today. They didn't feel like the kids really understood what was going on, and I suggested maybe they could do something with advertising of products. They thought that was a good idea, and then we came up with the idea of maybe they could make their own commercials. And they could look back at some of the 1950 commercials. Well, I looked around on YouTube and I found various YouTube videos that were available that had advertising in them. There was a montage of 1950s commercials, a montage of 1960s commercials. Now, I wasn't alive in the 1950s, but I was alive to see some of those 1960 commercials. And viewing them again, I looked at it and I said, you know, that probably would not be the way to sell a product today. So that's kind of how we started out with this idea of commercials. Well, in my class, which is a web tech class, a multimedia class, we decided to allow the kids to make 30-second commercials, no longer, really no shorter. We're shooting for 28 to 32 seconds. And that these commercials would be about particular topics, products that you might be able to sell, like a product like cereal. And they would take a look at a lot of these different cereal brands that were available today. We weren't going to make it into a social studies history project. They could look at various restaurants that were around. They could look at other consumer items that they may have purchased or that they were interested in purchasing, and they could create a commercial around those particular items. And you know what? It was surprising. And I guess it's because most of the kids see cereal commercials all the time and car commercials. They chose cereal commercials. They chose car commercials. And they were unique. But we made it into a contest as well. And the individuals that won the contest, one was a cereal commercial and then one was a commercial about a car product. Windshield wipers did a great job with it, young man did. Well, let's talk a little bit about the process. The commercial project started out with the script writing process. And I think that this is extremely important if they're going to do a good job, is that they do some thinking up front about what do they want to say? How do they want to say it? What message are they going to get across? Now, we told them that this was the most important part of the project, but many of the students, they do not spend the necessary time to write a good script. And as a result of their cavalier approach to the script, they end up with a product that is less than good, we'll say. I mean, the finished product, its quality is diminished somewhat by the time that they spend on the script. More time they spend, usually the better the product. Well, the script was developed from a template that's available for the students in a project folder. They can take a look at the template. They also have available to them a sample script. The sample script that I put in there this time was about a car wax. And they can take a look at that, get an idea of what type of music, what type of sound effects, what type of dialogue goes on in this 30-second commercial. Now, of course, after the script writing. I mean, that difficult part. After that, the fun begins. The commercial can, recording of the commercial can begin. Now, the commercial can have sound effects, can have music, can have voices, and the voices can be altered, which the kids enjoy doing that in GarageBand. It possesses the capability of altering the tone and the pitch of the voices, and this is something that they really enjoy doing. The sound effects, there are many of them available in the GarageBand media browser, the library that GarageBand has. But you also, if you're unable to find the sound effect that you would like to have, you're also able to get the sound effects from findsounds.com. Or a paid site is animationfactory.com, which has some great sound effects as well. Check both those out and see if you cannot find some of the sounds that you need to put in your library of resources. Now, when the students began recording the commercial, they really enjoyed this, and they really enjoyed altering their voices. I remember one young man who did a cereal commercial, created a great cartoon child voice, and his cereal commercial was very, very good. One of the reasons why he didn't win the contest is because his commercial went over the time limit, but he had some good ideas, just needed to tighten up the time length on that. Now, when they're recording and, you know, in the script process, there was something that we wanted to make sure that we got across to the students. We told them that there are two questions that the person listening to the commercial would ask themselves or be thinking about as they listen to it. And number one was, what product are you selling? Now, did you get that across, we would say to the students? Do they know, without a doubt, when the commercial is over, what was the product you were selling? And question number two, are you compelled to do something after listening to the commercial? I mean, do you want to run out at that moment and go and buy that product? Now, of course, advertisers today, they really hope that you're going to do that. Especially, you've watched some of those commercials. They give you the telephone number, and they give you the website, and they are hoping right then and there that you are going to be motivated to do something, compelled to buy their product. So that's the two things that we were looking for, and the two questions that we hope people will be asking themselves. And the quality of the commercial will be based upon that. We have plenty of resources available. If you would like to check into some of the resources we have available for the commercial project, you can go to blog.woodward.edu/widener, W-I-D-E-N-E-R. Check it out. Or you also can go to theedutainers.com. Theedutainers.com, you can click on the Edutainers blog and you'll be right there where you need to be. Take a look at the commercial project. We hope you enjoy it. We'll see you next time on the Edutainers broadcast. We're broadcasting from College Park, Georgia, home of Woodward Academy. Have a great day. To the Edutainers Podcast, episode number 14. For more information, please check out theedutainers.com. To subscribe to our podcast, check out theedutainers.podomatic.com.